Thank you for listening to the official podcast of Live Church Orlando, where we encourage you to live your life His way. For more information about Live Church and other resources, please visit livechurchorlando.com.
So tonight, just quickly, I'm just going to run through it, just kind of get to it, a certain point. The topic tonight, you can put the topic, are we ready? Stay. All right. Stay lit. Nobody but Liv is going to do this. Stay lit, y'all! Look down your row and say, stay lit. I'm mad I can't really get into it now. But maybe I'll do it more. All right, let's just flow. I can't really get into it. When you talk about being lit, you automatically think of fire. Fire. Fire brings light, it brings warmth and heat, and it provides protection as well. We're going to talk about those three things, the quick, short version, and I'll elaborate on it later. But the Lord really sanctioned something that last moment just now, and I don't want to go too far from it with intellectualism. I want to stay in that flow of the Spirit, amen? So I'm going to show you a few things, and we're going to get right back. We're going to stay in that same vein. When you say stay lit, you think of fire. You think of something on fire. You think of a match. You think of all of those things. And the first thing that fire brings is light. If you light a match, the first thing you'll notice may not even be the heat first. It's the light. A small match can light up a whole room that's totally dark. If a room is totally dark, a small match that's about to go out with every step will illuminate in some way the entire room. So it doesn't matter how small your light is. Stay lit. Are y'all hearing me? It doesn't matter how small your light is. It doesn't matter what you think, how influential. I got to keep going. I'm sorry. So let's talk about it. The first thing we see God do in Genesis, in the beginning, God created. We see the creator first. I love that. The heaven and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. And darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the waters. So there's darkness here. The first thing we hear our God saying is, let there be light. First thing he called for is light. Isn't that incredible? The first thing we hear our God say is he's bringing us and introducing us light. Let there be light. Out of all the things he could have spoke, out of all the things he could have said, he took his time and said, I'm not even going to speak the whole world back in order. The world was in chaos and out of order. God could have said, order! And whoop! Or he could have thought it. Or he could have waved his hand. Or he could have breathed. And order would have came back. But he chose to compartmentalize the process. He chose to do it piece by piece, bit by bit, to show us how to do it in our lives. Are you hearing me? So when chaos hits your life, the first thing you do is not complain. He didn't say, how did this happen? He didn't know. He said, let there be light. Light is, are y'all hearing me? So light is, amongst other things, light is understanding. 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 I preached it before. Never make a move in the dark. Never. If you don't understand something and chaos hits your life, don't just make moves. I'm going to do this. No, get understanding. Young people, I'm really talking to you. We make a lot of moves in the dark. And wonder why we trip over stuff. Wonder why we get hurt by other stuff. You already confused. Why you be hurt and confused? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? One or the other, please. I don't want to be hurt and confused. If I'm confused and chaos is in my life and I don't really know what's going on, I'm not going to make a move in the dark. Get Jesus on the scene first. Let there be light. Let there be understanding. Why am I going through this? Why am I sick? Why am I confused? Why is this hitting my life? Ask God for understanding. In all thy getting, young people, I'm talking to you. 13 to 20, I'm talking to you primarily tonight. In all thy getting, get understanding. God is saying you got to get it. My mom never taught me. My church never taught me. Okay. And your excuse is, why don't you know? My mom never taught me. My aunt, Okay. Why don't you know? You got Google. There's no excuses. How do I live right according to the Bible? Google that. I mean, I don't even know what your interests are, but you have to get understanding. Why is it so hard to live a spiritual life in the flesh? You'll find something. Get understanding. Why do I keep messing up? Why do I keep watching pornography? Why do I keep being attracted to the same sex? Why do I keep... Ask yourself. Is it how I'm made up, or is it just an issue that I need to focus on? Why do I want to kill somebody every time they get smart with me? I don't want to fight them. I want to kill them. Why do I want to kill somebody who gets smart with me? Because I passed the, you know, cuss them out stage. I want to, like, kill them. Yeah, that's real. I've been through that. So I'm telling y'all what I know. Like, I didn't want to fight nobody. I wanted to end them. I made it past that point, y'all, I think. Get understanding. The Bible instructs you, just like he says, be holy, get understanding. Confess and renew your mind, get understanding. It's the same thing. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. Don't walk around here ignorant. Don't walk around here in the dark. Don't walk around here not knowing something. Get understanding, all right? Turn the light on. God said, let there be light. Boom! And there was light. This is before he created the sun. That's another sermon. I got 20 minutes. Okay. So he said, let there be light, and there was light. Look, here we go. So light means understanding. It means illumination. It means wisdom. It means all of these things. It means physical light as well, because he said, and God saw the light, but it means this. This is where I want to go. Light means this. And God saw the light, that the light was what? Good. So light means good, too. Hold on. Then he separated light. I ain't going to go there. Let me just go to the next one. I got to move fast. Go. Next. It says, ye are the light of the world. You are the good of the world. I need people to understand what I'm saying. Light means good, too. You are the good that's in this world. You're the only good in your class. So shine. Wrong side. You're the only good in your family. So shine bright like a diamond. Don't expect everybody to be lit. You stay. You are the good of the world. Ye are the light of the whole world. The world means culture. The world means this dark place. The world means this perverted, nasty, ratchet world. The thought process is just greasy to me. It's greasy. It's nasty. But you are the good in that grease. You're the good in the darkness. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So be good, then shine. A city on a hill cannot be hid. God said, I put something inside of you not to hide it. I put greatness inside of you to show it off. It's quiet, man. I put something so amazing inside of you. Why are you not using it? Why are you not being good? Why are you not being kind? Why are you not using your gifts? Why are you trying to hide it? It's too big to hide. Eventually, it's going to come out. You're going to say thank you. Because good is in you. You're going you're going to slip up and just be nice. You try to be tough with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to take it. You're going to be like, thanks. Because good is in you. You're the light of your class. You're the light of your house. You're the light of your neighborhood. You're the light of your block. You're the light of Orlando. You're the light of the world. Somebody say, stay lit. You don't put it under a bushel, but you put it on a stand and it shines for all who are in the house. You see that? You see that? Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but you put it on a stand, and it shineth to all that are in the house. You may be the only light in your house, but shine. You see that? It gives light to the whole house. I'm the only one saved. Nobody want to go to church with me, so I just be just, I don't know what to do. Shine, that's what you do. That's what you do. Ain't nobody else on my job saved. It's so hard to live right, because nobody wanted to shine. That's what you do. Period. Look at your neighbor and say, shine. That's what you do. The whole house could be dark, but you are the light. You are the good. So now it says, let your good shine. I know I sound weird, but wait till you finish it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That's what the light means. Good works. And glorify your Father who's in heaven. When you shine the right way, you don't even get the glory. When you shine from a pure place, God gets the glory from your goodness. I want God to get glory. I'm going to be good, but I want him to get glory. I'm going to be nice, but I want him to get glory. Because I might mess up, so I don't want to direct you towards me. I'm good one moment, bad the next moment. So make sure you give God the glory. Light. We're talking about stay lit. We're talking about good. We're saying stay good. Stay lit. Stay good. Stay good. Yo, today is cut class day. I don't know. They don't have that no more? Okay, cool. I'm still searching. I'm searching. I'm trying to find you. Everybody doing that now. I'm going to be good. I'm going to let my good shine. And they're going to see that and be like, there must be a God. God will get glory when my good shines. Why nobody good shining? Why is it corny to talk about it? Like, be nice to somebody. Okay. Why is it like that? Are you saved or not? Are you saved or not? Why be saved to keep an attitude? Why be saved to not walk in humility and keep your swag like you like nobody can break you? The devil, y'all, man, the devil is a liar. God will come down here and shut it all down. You think you all that? Boom, that's Lord. I love you, Jesus. God bless your name. God bless your name. He will shut it all down. You think you all that? You think you got your hair and your brows done? God will shut it down. Who you think you are? You out your mind, you cute, and you all right, but God will shut your whole, he'll shut your whole thing down. He ain't even got to touch you. He'll just put your life on the screen. Tell your neighbor, humble yourself. I'm up here like, be nice, show love. Y'all like, ugh, like we are anything. Are you kidding me? Jesus, before you go, I know you're going back to heaven. Before you go, what's the biggest thing you want us to do on earth? Show love. Who can do that? When the one who run the whole thing say that's most important. You understand what I'm saying? Who do we think we are to be like, it got to be more than that. Okay, I'll be good. But we don't do that. If it's so simple, it should be easy. If it's so simple, we should always do it. Be good and do good every day. It's like, oh, that's nothing. But if it's so nothing, why don't we do it? Challenge yourself to do the easy stuff this week. We should pray more. Pray, okay. But you don't do it. You're rolling your eyes at all his instructions, but you don't do any of them. And you're still here every week wondering, what's up with my life? Do the easy stuff. That's my challenge for you this week. Whatever you know, all right, pray, all right, be nice, show love. Everything you flagging and doing like this with, do it. Because you understand it here, but you don't understand it in your life because you don't exercise it. You don't do it. So the things of God are not developing in your life. They are weak. How to get 848? I just did one scripture. Let me move quick. Let your good so shine. Let your good shine. All right? So that's... Let me move quick. So, oh yeah, stay right there. So that's the light. All right, I can't really break it down because I got to move. I want to get to a certain point. When you light a fire, light is first. Then the warmth. The warmth. The warmth. How you ever say that word? How you say that word? Warmth. The warmth is. Yeah, I got it. Warmth is. I said it. I did it. Warmth is. Teachers in here. Warmth. I got it, teachers. She's like, M-T-H. I got it. Hey, educated up and live. You can't play around with these words. When I thought of warmth today, I thought of security, cozy, fireplace. Ooh, Thanksgiving, a quilt. Hot chocolate with big old marshmallows. Ooh. And a book with glass. I don't even need glasses. Just put glasses on to read your book. I just cozy, snuggled up on the couch with your spouse like, hey. How you doing? You all right? How was your day or whatever? That's what I think when I think of warmth, that security. So I'm like, Lord, how can we all get that? He said, well, I'm glad you asked. You're secure in me. He says, when people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. So when you work, if I pay you, that's not a gift. That's owed to you. But people are counted as righteous, not because of works, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. I love this. This should make you feel warm and cozy, just like that description I just had. And it's 8:50, but I'm going to just keep going, be disobedient to my own rules. David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. Now, I come from, if you do this, you do this, you do this, then you're righteous. The Bible declares in Romans that you're made righteous without works. I'm about to mess with the religious people. Tell somebody, I'm already loved. That's the coziness I want you to feel. The lights. Stay warm. Stay in Him. Stay secure. I'm already loved. If I mess up today, I'm not righteous by my works. I'm righteous because I believe. I believe. Somebody say, I believe. My faith has made me righteous. Are y'all hearing me? The woman with the issue of blood didn't work for her healing. She believed that if I touched him, nobody touched his clothes before or after and got healed. But because she believed, she was rewarded for her belief. Y'all are killing me tonight. But if you believe that you are saved and you are made righteous just like that, you say, I heard somebody ask, it was Joseph Prince, he said it. He said, people ask, how can I be made righteous without doing righteousness? What you mean? You got to do something. You got to obey. You got to read the word. You got to speak in tongues. You got to be, and then you're righteous. That you got to do that. These are the requirements for righteousness. Live right. Obey the Ten Commandments. That's righteous. How can you just become righteous without works? I love Joseph Prince's answer. He said, how did Jesus become sin without sinning? I feel like running around the whole church. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us. Now we are made righteous by his righteousness. He took our sin, we took his righteousness. Neither one of us worked for it, but I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Somebody say, I'm righteous whether you like it or not. Tell your neighbor, you are looking at the righteousness of God. I make mistakes. I miss the mark. I don't cross every T. I don't dot every I, but I'm righteous. Somebody scream, I'm righteous. Adam's bite will never be stronger than Jesus' blood. Adam's bite will never be stronger than Jesus' blood. Never. That little bite ain't got nothing on the blood. We're way more righteous than we are sin conscious. Amen? So let that warm you up right there. Let that light just make you cozy. I want to go to the next one. What's it? It's a love thing. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about it, but I'm not. I want to talk about his love and a reason why we're adopted into the beloved and how you are engrafted into right, how you're made righteous without works. But because you're righteous without works, it's like this, y'all. It's like this. I said this example here before at Live. I know I'm taking a little extra time, but just give me a second. Y'all heard her. Because I'm made righteous without works, it makes me align my behavior. The Bible says his goodness leads men to repentance. How does God get people to repent? How do God get man to repent? Lightning! Boom! I'm sorry! Earthquake! I'm sorry! How does God get man to repent? His goodness. I'm gonna lay so much good on you. There's a story that says there's a man walking in the desert. There was a competition between the wind and the sun. the wind and the sun said, let's make a bet. See that man walking in the desert? It's hot. Who can make him come out of his jacket? So the sun was like, I can. The wind was like, are you kidding me? I can make him come out. All right, you go first. So the wind was like. The wind started blowing. So he grabbed it tighter. So he wouldn't lose it. He just grabbed his coat tighter with all that aggression and all that law. I mean, aggression and all that, all them rules. I mean, all that wind made him hold on to his ways. I mean, his coat tighter. All that religion, I mean, all that wind made him hold on to his old ways. I mean, his coat tighter. It made him more ratchet. I mean, I'm sorry. It made him. So the wind is confused and out of breath. Like, go ahead. You go ahead, son. The son was like, I'm just going to lean on him. Got warm. Leaned on him a little harder. Got a little warmer. Leaned on him a little harder. Got a little warmer. Loved him more. I mean, leaned on him a little harder. Got a little hotter, and then he was even more good to him. I mean, he leaned on him a little harder, and eventually the man repented. I mean, came out of his ways. I mean, came out of his coat, because love will make me change more than the law. Love me to change. Love me and I'll change. If I know you love me, I'll obey you more. Stop just slapping me. Stop just telling me where I'm wrong. Love me and I'll come out. Parents, do not govern your house with more wind than sun. Do not govern your house. You shouldn't. I ain't going to tell you what to do. You shouldn't run your house with more wind than sun. They know mommy don't play. Daddy don't play. All right, that's cool. That's wind. But don't overwind your house. Lean on them with love. That'll make them change their ways. Love will make them vulnerable to you. Yeah, what would you like for me to do? Okay, if they don't want to do it, they'll do it because they know they're heavily loved. You leaned on them heavy. Y'all hearing me? Lean on your kids heavy with love. Wind will be necessary at times, but don't outwind them, outsun them. Let me get y'all out of here. I got 3 minutes to finish this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Can anybody clap your hands and say, I know that's right. Because it wasn't the law that changed me. The law made me straighten up in front of people. The law made me look like I had it together. The law made me act like I got it together. But the love changed me. The love made me repent. The love, the love, the love. Woo! How about Shati Adoho? Love didn't hang on. Law didn't hang on the cross. Love did. I gotta go. The law didn't forgive us, love did. Law didn't show mercy, love did. All right, let me get out of here. I don't wanna mess with traditional people. Tell somebody love did it. Hallelujah. Bless, I wanna transition from light, from light, warmth, now protection. This is still warmth. This is still that love, really quick. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I wanted to start with this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In my last 2 minutes, blessed are the pure in heart, so they shall see God. God wants you to see him, not just in heaven, but every day, in every situation. Oh, I see God in that. I see how God works in that. If you're pure in heart, you see God. Okay? So God, the next one, God often takes us through a refining. This is all part of love. Are y'all hearing me? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord. Look at that. It says, my son. So they're talking to younger people. All right. Do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, for the Lord disciplines him whom he loves. If I love you, I got to discipline you. All right. And he chastises every son whom he receives. If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, everybody has participated in discipline. If you are without discipline, then you are illegitimate children. You're not really mine. If God never corrects you, you don't really belong to him. You sneaking in church, doing church stuff, but you don't belong to him. Because you never allow him to correct you. You never allow him to discipline you. You want the worship and the praise, but not his ways. I want the praise, but not his ways. If you don't take his ways, you don't really belong to him. You're illegitimate children, the Bible says. He says he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Pursue holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So there's a process of purity is what I want to say. He wants to purify us so we can see him clearly. He wants to purify us. In purifying us, there's discipline, like the refiner's fire. You know about that? The refiner's fire. It's not, the Bible calls God a consuming fire, which was probably the next scripture. But it's not, the refiner's fire is different than a consuming fire. A consuming fire is like a forest fire. It's just wild and out of control, and it's just consuming everything in its path, right? That's like a consuming fire, or like an incinerator. That kind of like destroys as well, kind of destroys everything. But the refiner's fire will destroy everything around you or inside of you. It's like the refiner's fire. You put gold into the refiner's fire, and it separates the dirt from the pure gold. Do y'all hear that? Yeah, so it separates the dirt. When you put gold in the refiner's fire, all the impurities on the gold comes off the gold. I feel God in here. It is separated. So all that is left is a pile of mess and a pile of pure gold. So God, sometimes as you go through life and as you collect dust, as you collect other people's thoughts and ways, as you collect other habits, dust, as you go through life and you start doing things that are not holy, getting dusty, God says, I got to send an issue your way. I got to send a problem your way. I got to put you through the refiner's fire, not to destroy you, but to separate the ratchet from my righteous. I got to get the dirt off of you. I got to get the mess off of you. I don't like my child walking around dirty. Who likes a dirty child? Who likes a dirty child? God doesn't either. So the refiner's fire is different. It separates pure gold from dirt. So when you go in, that's why the Bible says, I shall be tried in the fire, but I come out as pure gold. See, God wants you pure, pure. Blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. So don't deny the purifying process. You might lose some friends. You might lose some habits. That's just all the dirt that was on you, gold. Ask your neighbor, are you real gold or no? Ask your other neighbor right here, my daughter. Are you asking a question? Are you real gold or no? I need you listening, please. Are you real gold or not? Period. Pursue holiness. Holiness is still right. Holiness will always be right. Holiness will always be what God accepts. I want to talk about that next time. It's 9:02. Oh, next. Now we're going from really quickly to the protection. All right. The fire enlightens, the fire warms us and purifies us as well. Now, the fire protects us. The Bible says in the Garden of Eden, I'm done, y'all, I promise, this is my last one. The Bible says that when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, God was upset because they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So they were aware of sin. Immediately, he put two angels with swords of flames around the tree of life. The flamed swords protected the tree. Because if Adam and Eve would have ate of the tree of life after they had sinned, they would have been eternally sinful. Because if you eat from the tree of life, that's you're eternally in that state. So God blocked the tree, not to keep them out, but to give them opportunity to change. See, God keeps you out of certain places. I feel like you think God is trying to keep fun from you. No, 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 no. He's not trying to block you out. He doesn't want you to enter in that state. Some of us don't have a spouse yet because of the state we're in. I'm not going to have you enter into new life in that state. Never mind. He's protecting you. And all we got is complaints. Because we don't see the whole picture. We don't see the total. Do you understand? He blocking it for a reason. Why would he hold something good from you? He will never do that according to scripture. So if you don't have access to it right now, I must not be in the state to receive it. And I'm glad he ain't let me enter into another relationship all broken and all messed up and all dysfunctional. Thank you for not letting me go into another relationship with false expectations. Thank you for letting me get myself whole so I can walk in eyes wide open knowing what's... Somebody say, thank God he blocked it. Woo! Feel me? You think you're ready, but you have no idea. No idea. I'm done. The Lord thy God is a consuming fire. Even a jealous God. He's not jealous of you. He's jealous for you. I'm going to say it again. He's jealous for you. Ain't nobody going to take advantage of you. You're mine. Ain't nobody going to treat you any kind of way. You're mine. Ain't nobody going to talk to you any kind of way. You're mine. And I don't like when other people own you like that. They call you when they feel like it. They invite you. They treat you like they, get off of her. Get off of him. I'm jealous for them. They mine, and they deserve to be treated a type of way. They deserve to be spoken to a type of way. They deserve to be addressed a type of way because they mine. So God consumes. I feel Jesus, man. He consumes whatever's not like him. Here we go. He's a fire that goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Y'all remember? Yeah, thank you, Tim, for that. That's a good praise spot right there. I'm here to let you know a fire goes before you and destroys all your enemies before they even can get close to you. God is going before you. Let me prophesy to you tonight, Liv. I said, let me prophesy to you tonight. I'm full of this thing right now. God said, I'm going before you and I'm destroying every enemy that's in the bushes that has planted themselves to take you out, because my word says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So before they even get to sight, I'm going to destroy every enemy before you even get there. Y'all remember when the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt? He led them by night with a pillar. God is going before you. Your next level is being cleaned out right now. Your next dimension is being cleared out right now. Your next relationship, all the foolishness is getting burnt out right now. Your next job opportunity, God, God is cleaning it out right now in the name of Jesus. He's going before you. Oh, somebody scream. Every plan of the enemy, he's burning it up. He's burning blueprints. He's burning blueprints from hell that got your life on it. He's going before you and he's burning it up. Your next level will be blessed because he's burning up all the mess. Your next place will be blessed. Next car, next house, next relationship, next job. Because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. He's burning up anything that'll make you heavy in heart. He's burning up everything that'll stress you out. He's burning up everything that'll keep you up at night. He's burning out all the sorrow. The fire protects. Fire protects. Ain't nobody gonna touch, what's his name from Fantastic Four? Flame on, torch. Who gonna grab him? Y'all don't know movies, I'm so sorry, comic books. There's this one superhero who's like all fire. Fantastic Four, his name is Torch. Get out and live a little bit. He says, flame on. And his whole body becomes, who gonna grab him? Because the fire is protection. You got fire over your life too. I said, somebody just say, flame on. You just activated the Holy Ghost to protect you. I feel dope. Hey, you just said, God, protect me on my left. Protect me to my right. Protect my going in. Protect my coming out. Protect my family. Anybody that get close to me, let them feel the heat. And if they can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. Oh! Ask your neighbor, can you stand the heat? Can you stand the heat? If you want to be in a relationship with me, I hope you can handle some fire. Because it protects me. That's why everybody don't want to date you. They feel the heat. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You on fire. Stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah. That's why everybody can't date you. You on fire. And they can't take the heat. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing dysfunctional about you. They can't take the heat. But I prophesy over you tonight. Stay lit. Stay lit. Don't dim your light for no joker. Oh God, I gotta go. Everybody on fire, make some noise. Tell your neighbor, stay lit, stay lit, stay lit. Three people, three people, three people. Three more, three more. Three more. Yeah! Three more, three more. Stay lit, stay lit, stay lit, stay lit, stay lit. On Wednesday, stay lit. On Thursday, stay lit. On Friday, stay lit. On Sunday, stay lit. On Saturday, stay lit. On Monday, stay lit. On your job, stay lit. At your school, stay lit. On your phone, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah! Everybody on fire, make some noise. Fire for God. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Last verse, please put it up. We are the light of the world. 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 Let your light so shine. 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 We are salt and light. 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 We are the light of the world.
Say this.
We are the light of the world.
Say this.
We are the light of the world.
Say this.
We are the light of the world.
Say this.
Let your light so shine.
Say this.
Let your light so shine.
Say this.
Let your light so shine.
Say this.
Yeah. Paul says, Timothy, I remember, I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift. Spiritual gifts is what they talk about. Stir up the gift which is in you by the putting on of my hands. Stir up the gift that's in you by the laying on of my hands. We're going to lay hands tonight. Woo, shadaba. Paul said there was a gift birthed in you when I laid hands on you. Your job is to stir it up. Now listen to me for 1 second, please. The interpretation for stir up means to fan the flame. I don't know if y'all know about camping or a mat, but if the flame starts to go out, you fan it so it'll stay lit. Good God Almighty. Look at your neighbor and say, stay lit. I'm going to pray for you tonight. I'm going to lay hands on you tonight. There's going to be an impartation of a spiritual gift in you tonight. At a young age, you're going to prophesy. At a young age, you're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. At a young age, you're going to have the word of knowledge. At a young age, you're going to speak in other tongues that the Spirit of God gives utterance. Woo! At a young age, you're going to speak deliverance. At a young age, God is going to give you wisdom to get wealth at a young age. Anybody ready to have the gifts of the Spirit at a young age? How about old age? Any age? Anybody ready? Anybody ready to be ignited tonight? Anybody ready to be ignited tonight? Anybody ready to flame on tonight? Anybody ready to flame on?
Thanks for listening to today's message. We pray you are blessed by God's word. If you would like to partner with us so that we can continue sharing the gospel around the world, please visit livechurchorlando.com.